It says, "Dear Freak Show, I got a confession that I'm probably not supposed to say, but I could say to y'all because I hear you hear everybody's tea in the morning. We do, and we love it. My girl has a dream. I know I'm supposed to be supportive, but I really don't see this working out. My girlfriend of 6 years is great. I love her with all my heart, but I will say she's prone to bad ideas, and her latest one feels like the worst one. It's my 30-year-old girlfriend. She wants to go back to school. I don't want to say too many specifics because I want to save her the embarrassment, but what she wants to do will have her finishing in her 40s. I don't want to see her waste a bunch of time and money on something that she's going to eventually not complete. I know her, and her education isn't her strong suit. She finished high school, and that's pretty much it. Not to mention, this field she wants to enter into is very competitive and extremely challenging academically. She just got a wild hair and decided that she wanted to do this. She need to take out loans and totally change the entire lifestyle that I know she lives. She has a good job, makes a comfortable living, and I just think that this would be a huge gamble that could put herself in the hole. Is she smart enough? Maybe. Is she determined enough? Probably not. But will I forever be the villain and the unsupportive jerk if I speak up? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you have to almost let her lose, which sucks. How can I keep it real without breaking her spirit? Or do I just let her attempt it and be there to shoulder the crown when she falls short?
No.
Because she ain't in no kind of doctor.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, there are doctors.
You went to medical school right now?
They could, yeah.
Law school?
She's starting 10 years a little late, but that's okay. Why not support her? I mean, you could have a doctor in the family.
I'm not saying that she wasn't supposed to be supported. I'm just saying. I was shocked when he said she ain't no doctor. Like,
10 years is a long time. That's not just a doctor. That's some sort of a specialist, it sounds like. She wants to be a specialist. Even a plastic surgeon, I think, takes 10 years.
You could be motivated to do stuff at any point in your life. So that's real.
Right.
You can be motivated to do anything in your life, Meredith. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Sometimes when you're in a long-term relationship, it is very beneficial for the both of you. And it's almost your responsibility to help your significant other. Sometimes you have to protect people from themselves.
What do you mean protect them from themselves?
Because if he knows for a fact that she's setting herself up for failure.
If you know your person that you're talking about.
Talking about quitting your job, taking out loans, starting fresh pretty much. And if it doesn't work out, now you're back to square one. It might not be a good idea. So for some people, going back to school is the best thing they've ever done.
Right.
But I'm sure that on the other hand, there's a lot of people that have put themselves in a bad way because of it.
Yeah, wasted a lot of money.
But you would end up like him, being the unsupportive, like, you know, oh, you don't believe in me. Those things come back at you when you say that.
I know.
Why not dumb it down a little bit? We don't have to just eat the whole apple and go to be a plastic surgeon for 10 years in school.
Why don't you knock out general studies?
Why don't we do 2 years?
Take
and
some
see,
classes.
Yeah, be a physician's assistant
What's
or something.
What's that
thing
first? On my old TV? It's always Phoenix University or something. It's like a .com.
We have options. We're just changing it.
I mean, we ain't got to be a doctor.
We'll see what happens
what
after she actually accomplishes, you know, the 2 years. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that way.
And let's say you don't finish.
I didn't finish.
Yeah.
And I went right on time.
Were you trying to be a doctor?
I wasn't.
Okay.
But I'm saying,
10 years
it's just
school
people
is a long
quit.
Time.
It's like you got to support your partner. Like, I mean, or at least, you know what? I would say this, at least be about the batting averages. If you got a partner who keeps swinging and keep losing, then you start saying, listen, you done shot your shot
right.
Seven times.
Like, ooh, this is a good idea.
Like,
they
you
keep
know,
doing
like,
that.
I mean, and the eighth one might have been the great idea, but now I'm a little slower to do this. I'm slower to back this because we didn't restart it. You know, you didn't hit me for 60 to 80 to 120 to 250. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't win the hole, so now we got to choose wisely.
Right.
But if this ain't the time, it's like, yo, back your girl.
Yeah, but if she always has these just not weird, but ideas just left and right and trying to spend a lot of money and not save for the future. I can see where he can be apprehensive.
Be in a hole. Let's see. Dre is on the line. Dre, what's going on this morning, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Let's see. Should he be honest with her or be the shoulder she needs to cry on when it fails because he says it will fail?
He need to be straight up with her because at the end of the day, it's a lose-lose because they're going to be spending so much money during them 10 years, and they could put that to the house, to the kids, whatever they got going on, if at the end of the day she just going, you know what I'm saying, get turned down and lose at the end of the day. Need to be straight up with her.
Be straight up with her because it's better for the team.
Definitely.
It's better for the team. I got you. I appreciate it. See, it's better for
the team. It's good to have somebody that can be completely honest with you. It can also be heartbreaking.
Out the 863, we have a text that says, this is a tough situation. I am currently going through the same thing with my mother. She is 54 plus and recently went back to school to become an electrician. Oh. And now she is working in the field but barely holding on to her job because she can't perform duties such as climbing on the ladder or just keeping up with the younger people. So now she is lost, depressed, and she wasted all that time and money.
Ooh, okay, so she didn't take advantage younger.
She took it as a challenge, and she completed the challenge. You got to keep reminding her. She, right. You know, like you accomplished something, you know, but you can't be down there talking about, ooh, that ladder high. Ooh, that ladder
Mama,
high.
Mama, get down from the ladder.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.